My writing habits have changed over time. During my 40s, when I got seriously into writing, my imagination would fire up at night, and I would write until it hurt to climb out of my chair, then rise at 5:30 the next morning to read through my draft before going off to teach. I have no idea how I survived this punitive regime. These days, I rise later and take time off for cups of tea and letting out the dog. One of my writer friends describes her ideas for new books as stacking up like planes over Heathrow. I envy that friend. My own ideas are slow to arrive and often sparked by peculiar things. My third novel, Ace King Knave, was inspired partly by a poster for the film Barry Lyndon, showing a man and woman in a rowing boat. The symmetry of the two figures contrasted with what I knew about the terrifying inequality of Georgian marriage, was the seed crystal for the rest of the book, which explored the difference between appearance and reality. Recognising that seed crystal is like falling in love. I just know it's the one. There follows a rush of creativity marked by bizarre coincidences, not only in writing but in other aspects of my life. Despite living in Glastonbury, I don't believe in magic, but I welcome these coincidences as a sign that my unconscious is fertile and at work. I think Thomas Hardy's on record somewhere as saying he doesn't believe in magic, except when writing, and that makes perfect sense to me. There's nothing magical about my writing habits. I type straight to laptop, facing a wall. I can't type in bed, it gives me backache, or work in cafes, or even listen to music. My first novel was written in pantser mode, which made for a fascinating ride, but also a lot of muddle and revision, so that the entire process, including historical research and reading for an MA, took 5 years. These days I plot in advance. Invariably the story diverges from the plot, but there remains a sense of control. My second novel was plotted over a Christmas holiday and written in 1 year. Even allowing for it being a shorter book, requiring little new research, the advantages of planning were obvious. There's a wayward part of me that resists plotting and wants to just plunge in. But if I yield to that temptation, I risk the book being stillborn. So these days, I tend to play safe. Despite the exhilaration of the first draft, what I enjoy most of all is editing. When I was a child in Liverpool, my mother would shout, "Shape!" It meant, "Get on with what you're supposed to be doing." And I've always liked that use of the word. After the first draft, the terror of the empty screen has passed, and now comes an unglamorous but profoundly satisfying stage. To me, shaping is the best part of writing.